Hey, Jules, it's Wisdom Wednesday. Yes, you heard it right. It's Wisdom Wednesday. So that means that it's time for us to get into another great episode coming from the Precious Jewel You, I Forgive Me podcast. Yes, but first, let me remind you to go and follow us on Instagram at Precious Jewel You. That way you can find out more information about what's going on in the Jewel community, okay? All right, so let's get into this episode. Remember to go out and forgive, forget, move on, and win at it all. Why? Because you are God's precious jewel, and He wants nothing more but for you to walk in His divine purpose for your life the right way. All right, let's get into this episode. Check it out. Hello, 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 Jules. How you all doing on this lovely Wisdom Wednesday? I pray that you all are doing well. So yes, this is another day that God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, okay? All right, so let's get on into this. We're going to start out with prayer. Father God, I just thank you, God, for this day, God. I thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, God. God, I thank you, God, for just you being God. Father God, forgive me for anything I did that I thought that's not pleasing unto you. And God, as I give this message to your jewels, God, Father God, I ask you, Lord God, to touch their hearts and their minds, God, that this message, Lord God, will come, Lord God, to prompt them, to push them, to encourage them, Father God, to do that what you have called them to do, God. And God, I thank you right now, Lord God, and I bless your name, God. Father God, enlarge us, Lord God, to be, Father God, Lord God, who you call us to be, Lord God. Enlarge our territory, Lord God. Allow us to walk in that calling, that purpose, Lord God, that destiny that you have called, Lord God, for our lives, Lord God. And Father God, we just give you praise, God. I give you glory, God, for it all belongs to you, God. And I thank you, God. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. Hey, Jules. All right. I'm coming to you all with another inspirational message on this I Forgive Me podcast. Yes, I'm coming with another inspirational message. And today, the Lord just simply gave me the word intentional. Today, just simply intentional. Y'all know how we get when we set out to do things and we don't fulfill those goals and everything. Y'all, it's time out to not fulfilling is to not be fulfilling things. We got to be so intentional on the things that we are setting out to do that we cannot give up on it. We cannot stop in the middle of it. We got to be so intentional in those very, in that very thing, that very purpose, that very goal, that very, whatever it is that we know that we are trying to overcome, that we know that we are trying to accomplish. We have to be intentional. Say for instance, if you're trying to lose weight, yes, you know, we always try to use the example of losing weight because it's a very popular thing. So say for instance, if you're trying to lose weight, you cannot lose weight and continue to eat what you want to eat. Plain and simple. You have to be so intentional in what you're putting in your body. You have to be so intentional in exercising, making sure that you are getting up no matter how you feel, no matter how drained you feel, no matter how let's just say you don't want to do it. You got to be intentional about that thing because why? You're trying to reach a goal. You're trying to reach a certain goal. You're trying to reach a certain weight goal. So you got to be intentional in continuing to go and do the things that you need to do to lose that weight, to reach that certain goal. Y'all, we cannot let our emotions or the way we feel on that day or just different circumstances get in the way of us reaching and obtaining those things that we are placed within ourselves to do, that we had laid out for ourselves, the goals that we had laid out. We got to be intentional in reaching those goals. Say for instance, if you are trying to get a house, a car, you cannot go about trying to reach that goal spending money crazy, going on and spending your money here and there and everywhere. You got to be intentional in your spending. You got to be intentional and not to spend the way that you used to spend. You got to spend wisely. So you got to be intentional in setting a budget. Yes, you got to be intentional in setting a budget so that way you can reach the goal of getting your house or getting your car and this and that and the other. Y'all, that word intentional is a powerful word. It's a very powerful word that a lot of us don't even want. We don't want to use it. Because we don't want the responsibility that's behind it. That word intentional is a very powerful word, but the enemy comes in and make it to where that, okay, he comes in and put, he comes in and put a illusion over us to make it seem like, okay, yeah, you say you're going to be attention, but you okay, you can take a break today. Yeah, you said out your mouth that you're going to be intentional. Yeah, we understand, but you don't have to do it today. Just take a break, girl. Just take a chill pill. Y'all, we cannot allow the enemy to come in and try and trap us up like that and deceive us and get us out of that very thing that we are trying to be intentional about. Say, for instance, if you got a book that you're trying to write, you cannot finish that book if you're not intentional in getting in there and letting God download what the things that he needs to download into you to write that book, to finish it. Y'all, we got to be intentional in the things and our goals and the plans that God has for us. We got to be intentional in them. We cannot go out and continue to go out in this life and allow the enemy to put that illusion over us, making it seem like that we are okay, that we can just take a break. Y'all, we cannot take a break. In this hour, we cannot take a break, y'all. We have to be so intentional and so determined to finish that very thing that God has placed within us. It's time out. We cannot take a break. There is too much at stake. We have to be so intentional. We have to be so intentional that we will not allow anything, no one and nobody, and nothing get in the way of us fulfilling that very thing that we have, that very thing that God has placed within us. So in short, the word intentional is a very powerful word. But are you going to be intentional to continue to do that thing that which God has called you to do? Are you going to be intentional to continue to reach your goals? Are you going to be intentional and continue to go on out and seeking that very thing that you had, that dream, that aspiration? Are you going to be intentional about it? Or are you going to sit back and let the enemy continue to put that illusion over you and make it seem like you're okay? You can take a break. You can take a chill pill. You ain't got to do it right now. It's okay. Take your month off. No, Jules. I'm telling you. We have to be intentional. Intentional in our prayers. Intentional in our fasting. Intentional in studying in the Word of God. Intentional in going out and doing that very thing that God has called us to do. Intentional in not allowing the enemy to make us stop or give up. So very simple and very plain. Intentional. Be intentional in that thing that God has given you. Go out and be intentional. Go out and be intentional in your growth that you're trying to grow spiritual. Be intentional in that. Don't allow the enemy to fool you, to make you think that you don't need to grow spiritually. Be intentional. Pray more, fast more, get in your word more. Surround yourself around people who will hold you accountable. Be intentional. And watch God do that very thing that he has already laid out for you. Watch it come to pass. But there is something that we must do, y'all. Faith without words is what? It's dead. Y'all, we have to be intentional. We cannot allow the enemy to make us give up on anything. We cannot allow the enemy to make us seem like that we got time, that we can take a break. We have to be intentional and keep going. No matter what. So just simply put, be intentional, y'all. Let's go out and win at it all and be intentional about it. Be determined. You are going to reach your goal no matter what. Be determined. Intentional is just another word for determined. Be determined to that no matter what. You are going to go out and do that very thing that God has called you to do. No matter what, you are going to do, you are going to complete those assignments and that goal, those goals that you have laid out for yourself. No matter what, you're going to be intentional and complete and accomplish everything that you have laid out, every plan, every goal, everything. You are going to be intentional, and you are going to get the different strategies that you need. To help you accomplish those very goals, okay? So your wild jewels, go out and be intentional. Take that word with you. Be intentional and watch God. I love you all so much, but God loves you so much more. And Father God, I just thank you, God, for this word, God. I thank you, God, that this word will come and allow the Jews, Lord God, to be intentional, God. Father God, Lord God, and be determined to complete that very thing, God, that you have given them, that very goal that you have given them, that very desire that you have given them, that very dream that you have given them, that very aspiration that you have given them, God, that they will be intentional in completing the assignment, God. And I can just give you praise, God. I give you glory, Lord God. Father God, show them the things that need to be shown, Lord God. Give them the strategies, Lord God, the blueprint, Lord God, that they need to have, God. Oh, God, so they can go out and fulfill that very thing, Lord God, that you have placed within them. And Father God, I just give you praise, God. I give you glory, for it all belongs to you, God. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, Jews, go out and be intentional. You all be blessed. Remember to forgive, forget, move on, and win at it all. Why? Because you are God's precious jewel, and he loves you so much, and he wants nothing more but for you to go out and get every single thing that he has just for you. Be blessed. I love you all. Bye.